The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm phenomenal. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, we have with us for the second week in a row, Brian and Ryan Greb of the Greb Insurance Agency. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for being here. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30, where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for nearly 50 years.
50 years. Wow. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Especially if the weather is
this
iffy.
Time of the year, yeah. You never know what's going on.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. And we're all over Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest. Check us out there. And one more point I'd like to mention is that we are continuously a Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office year after year. And I like to talk about that because it's very difficult to achieve, yet we do time and time again.
Yes, we have a great office.
Excellent office. Okay, Brian and Ryan Greb of the Greb Insurance Agency. Nancy, your mom, Ryan's mom, Brian's wife, is also a big part of the office, but she's not here with us today, but we like to mention Nancy. She's holding down the fort.
Thank you.
Yeah. And how long has the Greb Insurance Agency been there? Where are you located? And all the types of insurance policies that you offer.
The Greb Agency was established in April of 1962. We've been in the west side of Scranton all that time. We are located at 902 South Main Avenue in Scranton.
Homeowners, car, life.
Mainly personal lines, yes. Homeowners, life, some small commercial lines, things of that nature, yes.
Okay, great. So last week we talked about the homeowners policies, a lot about those, and I still want to talk about them this week because there's things that we didn't touch on. We were talking, you know, about things that come up in the policy. I'd like to know, what do people usually think they're covered for, but they typically aren't?
The biggest one that we get all the time is water in the basement. Water that seeps in through bilcold doors, cracks in the basement. Those things are not covered by a homeowner's policy. They're not covered by a flood policy. So those things are really important to address by the homeowners on their own. Some other things, mine subsidence areas, especially in this area, if you look up on or do a search on the internet, if you're in an area with mining, most areas around here are. So that that is bought through the state, and that is a separate policy for mine subsidence. So that's something that's not covered also.
We have mine subsidence insurance, and it's really cheap. How much does it cost?
It's extremely cheap, and it is the only discount, the only difference in the rating is if you're a senior citizen or not, and it's just based on how much coverage you purchase, but it could be $150. $200 for the typical policy.
That's what it costs for my house. It was like $150. I was like, I got to do it. It's just doesn't make any sense because the maps are so old. I was told by a guy they don't even know where they are half of the mines underneath the homes.
Right, and when we get the call, it's because a house had mine subsidence in the neighborhood. So you get a bunch of calls. You get a rush of calls.
When it's on Channel 16, Chestnut Street fell in. All of a sudden, you're gonna get a bunch of calls.
Right. Nobody thinks about it, but mine subsidence is very inexpensive and very important to have in this area too.
Well, like you mentioned, these sinkholes are just appearing out of nowhere. Like one day you have, you're not even thinking about it, and then the next day you have this hole in your front yard. So it's a good idea, and it's economical. And you offer mine subsidence insurance through your company.
We do. It does go through the state, like I said. We would help any of our customers or anybody that would want a policy with their application. We go through the application with them, which is very simple, very little information that they need. And they do send someone out or do have the option to send somebody out, make sure your house is not doesn't have a hole in the yard already or half right, the foundation yeah. is there. So right. That's really the only underwriting that they do. So.
Okay. Now, so every day it seems, well, not every day. That would be an exaggeration, and I certainly don't want to exaggerate, do I, Pat? But a lot of times the mail comes, and we receive a lot of mail that from the utility companies, not just the bills, but, you know, offering insurance coverage for sewer lines, water lines, and it's usually, you know, you're not covered, and this could be a devastating get a loss to you, blah, blah, blah. What do we do with that? Because mine usually winds up in the shredder.
Right, most people's do. Erie just came out with maybe a little over a year ago, and it's an addition to the policy that you can purchase. It's called underground service line coverage. With Erie, it comes as part of a bundle, but it covers any of your underground utilities, your gas, your electric, your water, your sewer. It would even cover your drain tile around the house. So if something were to happen to that, with Erie's policy too, they don't make a repair. They determine that there is a loss. They dig up the line and put a new one in right alongside of it. The only thing you're responsible for is the plumber to hook it up on the inside of your house. Obviously, Erie doesn't want to have another claim if they just make a repair, so they put a new line in. So that does replace all of those policies. And then you're covered for the inside plumbing systems of your house, for the escaping water damage. We didn't necessarily pay for the pipe that has a leak in it, but we would pay for the damage that the water did, which is the majority of the claim. Having a plumber fix the pipe is not usually a big deal, but again, the damage that the water did is the big deal.
So Erie just came out with this coverage, right? So someone that's had a policy with you for the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, what advice would you give them?
First, like we said last week, talk to your agent. And Erie is doing a very good job sending out the information that this is now available. But at renewal time, if you review your policy with your agent, they will talk to you about these new endorsements along with the underground service line coverage. You can get identity recovery coverage through your insurance companies now. You can even get a mechanical and electrical breakdown for your home. So your air conditioning system goes, your furnace goes. It would cover appliances, but you are subject to your deductible. So if your refrigerator or dishwasher broke, it's possible that there would be coverage there, but with your $500 or maybe $1,000 deductible, those things might not come into play so much. But your AC systems and your furnace, you can actually get coverage for breakdown of those now too. So,
how often would you recommend somebody to review their policy? You said insurance review last week. You're saying you're giving us advice to review our insurance policies and to not only review them ourselves, read them through, because half the time I don't know what I'm reading. I'm guessing that it was drafted or worded by an attorney who has different language than myself. I don't know about you, Pat, but I don't usually sometimes understand what they're trying to say. But sit down with your insurance agent is what you're advising us to do, right? Review it how often?
You get your policy usually a month ahead of time, usually 30 days ahead of time. So it gives you some time before that renewal to talk to your agent.
So yearly? Do a yearly?
I would look
annual
at
annual review. Yes.
Yeah.
Annual
okay. Review. Yes. All right. Good.
There's so many things that change. So many things that you might purchase. If you added, let's say, finished a basement or added square footage, maybe you don't think to call when you're doing that project. But if you reviewed with your agent at renewal time and said, "Hey, I finished my basement. It cost me $40,000. Do I need to do anything?" We would review the policy, look to redo the replacement cost estimator and find out if you need to add any coverage to the policy.
How long would it take for me to do this review with you? Do I have to come in? Can we do it over the phone?
Oh, absolutely over the phone. Yeah, we could go over it, talk about what Erie has new, tell us about any changes that you've had, and we could be 10 minutes on the phone. And then you feel much more comfortable going through that next year, knowing that you have the coverage that you need.
Because this, like she says, insurance is something I don't want to think about. You know, it's you just pay the bill and hopefully everything's done.
Yeah, but then when you're getting hit with these mailings from the utility companies, you stop and think, and you're not sure if it's covered in your. I know I have a file cabinet with all the policies, and they're nicely filed, but they usually do not see daylight. And you know, I often wonder, are we going to be in trouble if I don't do this, if I don't do that? And I usually make Pat decide.
Push it off on someone else. But
that's my department.
But yeah, that's why if you do those sort of things, and Erie, again, and most insurance companies would send you a lot of information, but you're not going to look at that. You're not going to open that. You're not even going to look at your policy and read to see, is this covered or is this not covered? So that, again, is the important thing to do. Some exclusions to the policy, nobody would read those exclusions. When something would happen, they'd then call us and be upset that it's not covered. So if we got to talk about it and we got to review it, we would avoid that a lot of times.
That's good advice. So you mentioned something in there about identity coverage.
Yes.
This is a thing.
Yeah, and that's been out for a lot longer than the underground service line and the mechanical and electrical breakdown coverage on homeowners. But the identity recovery coverage not only would reimburse you financially for the hacked credit card or the checking account that got opened that really wasn't yours, but they would also help you through the process of getting in touch with the credit bureaus and getting in touch with the necessary people, the attorneys, so that you can restore your credit and close these accounts or stop the accounts from having money withdrawn from them. So they have a team that would do that also. The common coverage that Erie has would be $25,000 worth of identity recovery coverage.
Also, let me ask you about something. What about rental insurance? We used to have rental properties, and one of the things that we insisted upon in the lease was that the people would have rental insurance. How does that work?
Well, coverage for a tenant is very important. As the owner, their liability section of the policy would include fire legal liability. So if indeed they were to have caused the fire and your carrier go back to them for the damages to the property, they would have coverage under their liability section. So it's an excellent idea for you to insist that they have
a lot of landlords policies. Say almost that they don't care if the tenants have a tenant policy. They're not worried about their stuff, but they have to realize if that tenant leaves a pot on the stove or leaves a candle burning and causes the fire, that you can go back to their tenant policy as long as it's accidental and recover that from their policy.
Yeah, but a tenant's, say I had a leaky roof and it destroyed some of their property, they would think that their property
is covered
under our insurance. But what's the real story?
They do need to have their own coverage. Anything that's not your fault, you didn't know that the roof was going to leak. You didn't know that there was going to be an electrical fire. So that's not your fault that happened. You didn't cause that loss. So their items would have to be covered on their own policy, which they would get through, they call it a tenant policy or a renter's policy, and they can choose the amount of coverage that they need. And one big thing that we talk about all the time is the tenants don't think they have as much value to their items as they are. So they have their appliances and they have their clothes and they have their Christmas decorations, and they get into all of that and they only want $10,000 worth of coverage or $15,000 worth of coverage. But that's not going to get you back on. So the biggest suggestion for the renters is to make sure you insure to the value of the things that you have in the house.
Very good. Great advice. Brian and Ryan Greb from Greb Insurance Agency. What is your contact information, please?
My address is 902 South Main Avenue in Scranton. That's right in West Scranton. Phone number is 570-343-7898. And on the web, it is www.grebins.com.
And it's worth mentioning, Greb is with two B's, GrebInS.com. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, this is a beautiful home. This is a stately colonial style brick home. It's a gorgeous home. It's got 6 bedrooms, 5 baths. It's at 1316 State Route 435 in Roaring Brook Township for $325,000. This beautiful home sits on almost 2 acres of land. It's got a secluded, it's got the pool area in the back. It's got 2 large patios, including an outdoor fireplace. It has a grand formal dining room with this beautiful fireplace. Then it has an additional family room with another fireplace. It has gorgeous hardwood floors, Carrara glass tiles in the baths. It also has this beautiful atrium that overlooks the yard. And there's plenty of parking, and it's also got a large 3-car garage. That's a 6-bedroom, 5-bath brick colonial style home at 1316 State Route 435 in Roaring Brook Township for $325,000. That is listed by Connie Seagraves of our office.
Thank you, Pat. More home buyers go retro ranch style. Now, the ranch has always been a popular style home for many people around our area, but this is according to the National Real Estate News.
Yeah, they want to do away with the stairs. Nobody likes
climbing
up and down the stairs when you get older.
Right,
like
right.
Me.
The next home, and we were never going to say next home. We did our current home over because we were going to go feet first
out the door.
But
that still might happen if you're keeping up.
Well, the next home, because we've already started to think about that, is going to be one level. And so we're following the national trend here. Style preferences for home change by generation and season is a style from the 1930s, and that's the ranch style home. These single story dwellings were designed by Californian architect Cliff May, who grew up on a San Diego ranch. I didn't know that, and that was in the early 1930s. They remained popular well into the 1950s due to their lack of pretension and affordability, and they're still the most popular choice in 34 states. And I think we're one of those states because everybody that calls me wants a ranch. Today's home buyers from Generation Z to the boomers are still big on ranch homes. They tend to be more affordable, especially in metro areas with rising home prices. And I think I'd have to disagree with that. That's a national statement, but here the ranch home is a little bit more usually. Because they're fewer and far between. Ranch homes often boast the open layout that everybody wants these days. Some have a master bedroom on one side of the house, offering a private, secluded space. And then the single-story style makes these homes safer for everyone, including toddlers and seniors. That's why they're so popular. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
And we're back getting a lot of good information.
A lot of great information. We're with the Grebs, Brian and Ryan Greb father and son team here from the Greb Insurance Agency. And mom, Nancy, wife Nancy's back holding down the fort. So we want to say hello to Nancy out there. Thanks for sending the guys and hope you're not fielding too many phone calls. And they'll be back soon. Okay, guys. You know, we're talking about insurance and replacement cost. We talked about it briefly for a second in the first half of the show, and I'd like to talk about that. Oftentimes when I go to a home, and this is a very misunderstood concept, replacement cost, insured replacement cost. I go to a home to list it for sale. And I'm with the sellers and I'm doing a market analysis and I come up with a market value, which I think is reflecting what the house will sell for based on comparable sales that have recently sold in neighbors and neighborhoods and structures similar to the one I'm sitting in. And usually my market value is not what your insurance replacement cost is. And we usually are then engaged in a very heated discussion about why they feel that I should be listing their home at the insured replacement cost. Can you tell me what that means, the insurance replacement cost, please?
So the difference between the market value and the replacement cost is replacement cost is what it should cost to rebuild the house back to the way it was.
With the materials, the cost of materials and labor of today.
Of today, right. And not in consideration of how much land there might be, what the school district is, what the neighborhood is, and what the comparable houses are. We're not considering that. We're just considering how we get you back to the way you were before the claim.
So do you find that sometimes people misunderstand replacement cost?
We get phone calls very commonly. People want to know why we have $250,000 on their home that they think they could only sell for $150,000 or $160,000. So they'll call us up and say, I don't want that coverage on my house. I want it to be more like my market value. And then we discuss it with them and tell them why we have this coverage and what would happen in the event of a loss and how expensive it is to have those things replaced. And why you want to have replacement cost and not market value.
Can they decide that they don't want to have that replacement cost at that number? I mean, is it a choice?
It could be a choice, but if you chose to have a policy that provided actual cash value or market value, kind of the same thing, you would get a policy that provided less coverages. So the types of losses that would be covered would be less. They would be normally called a fire policy. Instead of a homeowner's or a home protector policy, you would be getting into what might be a fire policy. Sometimes those are necessary for homes that need renovations. Sometimes they're necessary for homes that are just very large and have a very high replacement cost, but the market value is not anywhere close to that. So we might have to do an actual cash value type policy on those properties to address that.
Oftentimes, especially at this time of year, we are selling properties that owners have moved out of and they've relocated to another area, job, whatever, or they moved to another location. They have a home which I'm sure the insurance company would deem unoccupied, vacant. What is Erie's position on vacant homes and insurance?
No insurance company likes a home that is sitting there vacant. Not only the vandals get in, they like to come and steal the copper, but a loss goes on for too long. A leaky pipe, until somebody comes and checks it in a week or a month, does a lot more damage than if you came home from work and saw that leaky pipe. So they don't like them. Erie, in particular, will make an accommodation to somebody that we have already had insured who might have, like you said, moved to a different state. And they will make an accommodation for up to a year that they will allow that. After that, then we would have to look toward a different company and a different type of policy. There are some companies who who want vacant dwellings, who specialize in those. The only dilemma with those are they could be 3 and 4 times more expensive.
That's what I was going to ask. Is the premium usually higher on a vacant property?
Less coverage. Yeah, you get that fire policy type of coverage, very basic, and it's very expensive. So.
All right. Okay. Now, we have been seeing our weather patterns here change quite tremendously over the last couple of years. You know, a lot of big storms coming through our area. I think there were 3 big ones in 2019, right?
We did.
Yeah. Yes. So wind, hail, heavy winds.
In the early part of the year, a hailstorm came through Dunmore. May, just a month or so later, there was a hailstorm that went through the Mid-Valley. And there was another windstorm in general.
Trees down, a lot of damage, cars dented, and a lot of damage out there. So do our policies cover us for this type of stuff?
We haven't seen storms like that in quite a while, but luckily in this area, normal homeowners policies cover the wind and hail, subject to your deductibles, but those things are not usually an issue. Some companies, not Erie, but they will have separate deductibles for a named storm. So you have to look to see, make sure that is something you know about. So if there is a named storm or a wind claim, they might have a percentage of a deductible instead of just a $500 or $1,000. You might have a 2% deductible of your dwelling value. So you might have a $4,000 deductible on a $200,000 house. So that's something to know about. But in general, coastal areas would have to buy a wind and named storm policy like we would a flood policy, because the companies exclude that out of their homeowner's policy. But that's not the case in this area.
Good. So we're covered.
You're covered. Yeah.
All right. We like to hear that.
Let me ask you a question. If I was a homeowner, and I am, and what's the easiest way for me to save money on my homeowner's insurance?
There are a few ways. One of the main ways and taking on and knowing what risk you're assuming is to raise your deductibles. So if you had a $250, which we don't find much of anymore, or a $500 deductible, and you went up to a $2,000 or maybe a $1,000 deductible, you would save those premiums. And the way you would decide if that's a good idea is you would take your annual savings and you would assume you could go 4, 5, maybe 10 years between losses, and you could see how much you're going to save in that amount of time. So 5 years, you save $500. Well, maybe that's a good idea to do because you're going to come out on top of that. So
just be aware of the amount of savings. You don't want to take on a high deductible and save $40.
Right.
Yeah. So
thank you.
With us today are Brian and Ryan Greb of the Greb Insurance Agency. Can I have your contact information, please?
Sure. We are at 902 South Main Avenue in Scranton, West Side, and our phone number is 570-343-7898, and you can find us on the web at www.grebins.com, and it is Greb with 2 B's.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, guys, for 2 weeks of fabulous discussion. We hope you enjoyed us as much as we enjoyed you. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Pat.
We have a move-in condition 3-bedroom home at 1222 Clay Avenue in Dunmore for $182,000. The owner paid $200,000 for this home in 2012 and is willing to sacrifice it for only $182,000. This lovely stucco home is on a third of an acre. It features pristine hardwood floors and has those beautiful plaster coved ceilings. It's got a modern kitchen, a beautiful maple cabinets, Corian countertops. It also has a fireplace. Taxes are less than $1,800 a year, and there's plenty of off-street parking. That's a lovely 3-bedroom home on a third of an acre of land at 1222 Clay Avenue in Dunmore. for $182,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 FM, The Talker. Have a wonderful week.